You just said it may be evidence for a creator. I'm saying, okay, what criteria are you going to use to establish it?
Based on evidence, or established that the creator is not evidence, is it?
There could be multiple explanations. We don't say.
There may be. Sorry, what is that?
There is evidence that it's evolved.
There is evidence that the tree evolved.
Yes.
Where is that evidence?
In science.
Oh no, these are just generalized statements. There is no evidence behind it.
In any case, there are multiple.
If we take it forward, you see, again, I'm coming back to it, and for some reason there's difficulty here. I know I will not do that respectfully, brother. If it felt like that, I do apologize. That was not the intention. Yeah? If we take the tree, because I asked, what criteria, you said empirical evidence. I said that's in the naturalistic world. You will not accept that evidence. And when I pointed to the tree, you said no.
So now, but the evidence alone isn't enough.
But now let me turn this around and ask you this. If we take the definition of the word creator, what does it say to you?
In which language?
It doesn't matter.
Hebrew, Greek, Sanskrit? It does matter, because in Hebrew the word creation means to parten off from.
No, creator.
To create. Right? That would be the base of the word creator.
The word creator. Since me and you are speaking.
In Hebrew, to create means to pull off from. In Greek, create means to manufacture from nothing. In Sanskrit, create means to bring into being.
Yeah.
That's different.
What is
so
the
when
creator?
When you ask me what the word creator means,
yes.
There's more to that than just saying someone who creates.
I'm not saying no. I'm asking you a simple question here, brother. The definition of the word creator, since me and you are communicating and conversing in English please.
To bring into existence, to make. But then whether it's from nothing or whether it's derivative. So I could create a dish rag from your shirt. Does that make me a creator?
Well, now here is what, you know, where you refer to something, I would suggest this to you. When you talk about a dishcloth for my shirt, my super looking shirt here, okay, no problem. But I would then suggest to you, but this is already pre-manufactured.
Right. So you mean create from nothing?
Well, look, that you see, you are moving away from the very discussion we are having. I said the definition of the word creator.
Someone who creates.
Right, someone who creates. Okay, let's take it a bit further. If me and you cannot reasonably establish the existence of a creator looking at the naturalistic world, then should we agree on a better criteria between me and you?
Criteria for what?
To establish the existence of a creator. That's quite logical.
Yeah, but he's more intelligent than me. I'm a simple person. And Jesus said, you either go to heaven or hell. It's your choice.
Yeah.
If you fully believe in him and then you turn from him.
We're digressing.
It's only leaving hell.
No, I totally agree with you. You see, he said something very, very, very sweet. He said in Matthew chapter 6, lay up not for yourself treasures on earth, where earth and moth destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Rather lay up your treasures in heaven, where earth and moth do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your heart is, there is where you are going to find the creator. Now that is what Jesus said. But in order for us to accept the existence of Jesus, we would have to necessarily establish the existence of a creator, and that is what we are discussing right now. Back to you.
I'm not sure why you're stuck on the word creator. I mean, you start with a shirt that says God.
I'll tell you why. Respectfully, I'm sorry I've forgotten your name, sir. Matt, I'll tell you why. You see, if we want to have a reasonable conversation about the existence of a creator, then necessarily we should have apt criteria, and once we have collectively established the criteria, then look for the necessary evidence to establish whether our proposition holds true.
So you mean a supernatural creator of the entire world? You don't mean someone who creates a creator?
Now, respectfully, you see, the very word you use now excludes the naturalistic world. Do you agree?
No.
You don't. Okay,
supernatural is over and above, not separate from.
Yeah, that's excluding the natural world then.
But if a supernatural God can't interact with the natural world, it's impossible to see any evidence of that.
That's excellent. But for you to be able to question the validity of a creator, you should first establish there is one. And then you can ask this necessary question. Otherwise, it's a pointless exercise. So I'm still waiting for one of you brothers to give me a criteria
which excludes. What do you mean? I still don't know what you mean by that.
Yeah. The only thing that matters is
you keep saying the word criteria,
give him an example of a criteria.
Basically, it is like this. When you started, you said, don't know, don't believe.
Yeah, that's a default.
That's what you consider.
Yeah, it's a default, yeah.
I'm saying, okay, you know, you believe. Equally correct, yes?
How do you know?
Using the evidence.
Yes, of course.
You agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, in order for us to establish the existence of a creator, because we were just going on what James had got with his t-shirt.
Yeah.
I said, well, in order to do that, okay, we need to know what criteria we are going to agree on to establish the existence of a creator.
Well, now, define a creator, is that what you mean by criteria?
If we are going to be talking about an entity, we need to understand what the entity is. Otherwise, it's a pointless exercise again.
We're talking about your God specifically, the one that you believe in.
My God,
the one that you believe in.
Right. I will.
Not Thor or.
Respectfully, brother, I will just cut it there, and I will tell you this: I did say the word creator. You'll notice about the word creator is unique.
Fair enough.
It is independent.
I accept that.
Yes.
Accept
good.
That, yeah.
Okay. So criteria. James, back to you. We've got round circle.
What was the question?
I have to define.
Basically, James, this is what I would suggest to you. If, as the brother earlier said, what you must not do is exclude any potential evidence. Don't have your biases, not only to you, don't have your biases dictate what kind of evidence you will consider and what kind you will not consider. Because that is a sure way of failing in your objective. So if I am saying to you, I said, right, okay, here is how I would establish it. Yes? I would expect a logical, reasonable individual to agree with the proposition that, look, in order to establish something, first a criteria or a hypothesis, and then look for the evidence to ascertain whether that holds true or not. Which is what I would respectfully say atheists are not doing, or agnostics. Agreed? Excellent. A pleasure talking to you.
Most often they're just reacting.
Thank you.
Reacting to someone else's definition of God. Because if you come to the point of not believing in this one God, you can make the general assumption that anything that looks remotely like that probably doesn't exist either.
Yes.
I mean, Ricky Gervais says, if you believe in God, you just disbelieve in 999 less gods than I disbelieve in.
That is because he is incorrect. Why did you laugh?
I laugh because most people only believe in the God that they grew up with or the God that they converted to.
You see,
most Christians haven't read the Rig Veda or the Upanishads or the Puranas or any Buddhist literature or the Quran.
We don't say there definitely isn't a creator, though. That's the thing. We still don't say that there definitely isn't a creator.
I'm not saying you are. What I am saying is that what you must not do is what I can respectfully see. I may be wrong. Is that you have put a stop to yourselves and you've decided, no matter what happens, I'm not going to move from this position.
Not necessarily.
Yeah? Well, then this is what I'm addressing. You see, as the brother said here, what Ricky Gervais said, okay, I would take with a pinch of salt. Why? Because I know that if you actually look at the evidence objectively, you would come to a different conclusion. Now, the one thing I do not like doing is what I would consider spoon feeding. Okay? At the end of the day, we all have our own intellects, we all have our own understanding, we all have our own experiences. As you rightly pointed out, perhaps the majority of the people merely believe in a creator the way they do because of their parents or because of their culture, because of their race, whatever. I am saying, wait a minute, why don't you consider this? Look at the evidence independently and objectively, removing these biases that we all have, okay? Working towards establishing whether this proposition is correct or the other proposition is correct. It's as logical as that.
But the thing is, this isn't a proposition. This is a suggestion.
Okay.
And it's based on probability, not on logic.
Okay.
Right? So if most often gravity works, I probably should just keep on pretending like gravity works. Right? So I don't read that as a positive assertion that God does not exist. And I think you were making the point about a sort of agnostic or an atheist, right? If you're an atheist, you're doing exactly the same thing that religious people are doing. They believe based on, I think you're right, insufficient evidence. And most atheists...
Sorry, what was that? What
they
evidence?
Believe on insufficient evidence. Just like is that, atheists disbelieve on insufficient evidence. You're right, there's very few people that look at all that stuff.
Matt, on what basis are you saying this about me?
I didn't say it about you. I said most people.
You. I'm asking you.
I didn't say it about you. I met you
but
3 minutes ago, so I'm not judging you.
Right, excellent. I am saying, on what basis do you think I may be? Do you think I am just insufficient evidence and all that?
No.
Right, excellent.
Most people, you're somewhere in the middle where you've looked. My guess is you haven't read the Bible in Hebrew and the New Testament in Greek and the Buddhist scripture in Pali and Sanskrit and the Tibetan Book of the Dead in Tibetan and the Rig Veda in Sanskrit and the Purana. I've done about half of that in the original language.
Okay.
So I'm not one of the folks that you're sort of dismissing as not reading this. And the evidence to me is God doesn't.
So which you've just mentioned a few. We will probably be on the same page here. The Rig Veda, what does he talk about?
A lot of stuff. So there's one third of the verses are right. There's a riddle creation verse, there's an Indra creation verse, there's a Purusha Sukta creation verse.
Excellent.
There's all kinds of things to Ganesha, to Agni, to Sukha. I mean,
excellent. Now tell me, what does it say about a creator?
Well, the Purusha Sukta describes a sacrifice in which the world is created by an uber man being divided and sacrificially creating the universe. The Indra verse talks about Indra killing a snake and releasing the mountains from the water. The Ka hymn talks about who is not actually a god. It's a question, so it doesn't tell you anything about creation.
Excellent. Okay. Now tell me, you read the Jewish scripture also, you said?
Yeah.
What's the difference between their description of a creator and this description?
A lot.
What?
I mean... the names are different. The root vowel verbs for the names are different.
Now, let me ask...
the description of the... there's two creation stories in Genesis. There's only three, maybe four creation stories in the Rig Veda. None of them match up. I mean, they both mention water. They both mention people.
Excellent.
Okay.
Now, if I were to ask you on that basis, for us to consider either of them, and we haven't gone to the Muslims and the Hindus, etc.
The Quran basically does the same thing that the Hebrew Bible does.
What does it do?
It tells the creation story of Adam and Eve. It tells the creation story of Iblis coming down and being too proud about being created out of fire instead of being created out of clay.
You have referred to evidence which we
can't establish. Well, then there's the Buddhist creation story that says the creation didn't happen.
Right, so that is fine. But all this necessitates a creator.
No, the Buddhists explicitly deny that there's a creator.
Well, there are two types of Buddhists I'm aware of.
And the Hindus actually question whether there was a
creator. Right.
One of the lines in the creation myth in the Rig Veda says maybe he didn't exist.
Okay, if we just on a logical footing here, do you know the story of Gautama Buddha?
Yeah.
When he was under the tree, when enlightenment was coming, who was shooting arrows at him?
Mara.
Who is that?
The god of death.
The what?
The god of death.
He was the god of death?
Yeah.
Who was the god? Who created that god?
According to the Buddhists, it's an eternal cycle of reincarnation in which each new individual reborn into the new cycle thinks that they are the creator god.
No.
But they're mistaken about the fact that they're a creator god, they're an eternally existing being.
Logically speaking, can you have an eternal cycle?
Yes.
How?
An eternal cycle is just as likely as a beginning.
Right. Do you have to have a beginning?
No.
You don't have to have a beginning?
No.
Right. So at this moment in time, you are saying you are going to come down as an animal or something, and I will come down as an ant or something.
I don't have to believe in reincarnation to deny
this. Excellent.
Now, can I finish my sentence?
Sorry, I do apologize.
I don't have to believe in reincarnation to assert that there's a continuing cycle of existence.
Now, tell me how this works with a logical mind here. Can we, according to the evidence that we have available, can we say... James is gone. The position that he held. According to the evidence, did the universe have a beginning?
The evidence is ambiguous. It could go either way.
I said according to his probable cause.
According to his probable doesn't say whether it did or didn't. His
no, I'm asking you.
How you should react to the world as you see
it. Excellent.
Which has nothing to do with creation.
Excellent. According to the evidence that is available right now, did the universe have a beginning?
It's ambiguous. You're asking me a question.
Tell
that
me
the
why it's ambiguous.
Because it's equally logically likely that the world began or that the world is continually existing.
So currently the evidence is establishing what?
It doesn't establish it. I'm rejecting your assertion that it does establish
something. Excellent. Right. So we are back to square one again, that we need to establish a standard criteria and then look for the evidence that will establish the criteria in terms of a proposition.
Again, I'm rejecting the premise of your question in that we can't see it. So if I bring a box and tell you, maybe there's a cat in here, and the only two possible choices are there's a cat in there or there's not a cat in there. Yes. What evidence can you possibly use without opening the box to tell me whether there's a cat in there or not?
Again, you see, if I were to use x-rays, I can see through the box. Do you agree?
Yes.
So I can tell you.
Right. The tricky part...
No. I know what this is about.
The tricky part with analogical thinking analogy is exactly perfect.
Logically speaking, you ask a question, I've given a reasonable answer. You said... a cat. We are familiar with this example.
What's the x-ray that will get me beyond the beginning of the universe?
No. One second. Let's establish one first. Are you now agreed that, yes, there is a way of establishing whether the cat is there or not? Yes or no?
Yes, that is the flaw in the analogy. Like all analogies, they're not perfect.
Absolutely.
So I'm asking you to roll with what I meant by the analogy instead of just pulling apart the analogy and not getting the point I was making. I mean, if you're trying to listen to me...
No, sorry, Matt. What is the point you're making?
The point is, if you are not able to look in the box, it's equally likely that there's a cat and not a cat. And the analogy says that if we look at the universe, we can't see the before or to the beginning of it. So it's equally likely that it began or that it always existed.
Okay. I'll follow your logic to its conclusion. So it is just as equally likely there is a creator... or there is no creator.
Yes.
Do you agree?
Yes.
And how are we going to establish that?
Establish that they're equally likely?
No, that there is either a creator or there isn't.
I would say it's impossible.
You would say it's impossible. Okay. I would suggest to you that if we were to establish a criteria first and then seek the necessary evidence, you will find the answer.
I still don't understand what you mean by seek a criteria.
There we are. Right.
An example?
No, babe. For a criteria, you want me to... Come on.
Matt,
it was a pleasure speaking to you. I'll just give you that. Email address there.
Great.
Please do email.
Great, thanks.
Yeah? And we can take it forward.
Great.
Basically...
Good luck in revealing the truth.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.